Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:40 is your time. It's always a thrill and an honor to have on our show one of the most honest and best players on the Philadelphia Eagles, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, Brandon. One thing about you, Brandon, you have been a winner your whole career in the NFL. Almost no exceptions. How do you feel about 3-6-1 right now?
You know what? 3-6-1, you know, to still be, you know, in first place, and all it is we just got to put in the work and get it done. I'm going to bet on us, you know, every time. I feel good. You know, I'm honestly, you know that, like I told you, it means something to people. And, you know, I really do think that, you know, it's still going to turn around, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. You just got to – you know how it is. You know how last year just let me know. Just keep believing, you know, and just keep believing in the process. And everything, and you know, and you will be happy with the end results. You know, win, lose, or draw, it don't matter because you gave it everything you got. If I see people quitting, yeah. You know what I'm saying, then I will say something to you. But that's not the case.
I gotta tell you something. All right, I'm not an optimistic person the way you are. Are you like this in your whole life? You always see the positive side of everything that happens, Brandon.
Yeah, you know, my mom used to always, you know, just tell me it's too much negative in this world already. You know, you don't have to add to it. And, you know, if you try to, you know, go against, you know, some of the easy choices to make, you know, you'll be happy with, you know, later on that you push through. And so that's where we at as a team. We got to push through and persevere because, you know, no matter what, we all have dreams of how things should go. And things don't go always as it planned, but you know, as long as you keep everybody believing, and I'm telling you, that's one thing for sure that the leader's doing, it's keeping everybody believing. All we got to do is just clean up some stuff and play ball.
I think I have to start hanging around with you and your mother. Can I come over for Thanksgiving?
You know, hey, everybody can come over for Thanksgiving, man.
It's a pandemic. You don't want that, bro.
I understand that. You know, that's why I say, like, it's just crazy going through this pandemic, man. It's one of those things where you just appreciate just so much more, you know, now if you didn't before, because now that everything is gone, it's like you got to lean on your family even more.
All right, we have been really engaged in trying to figure out why this brand of the Eagles, this team this year, Brandon, is underachieving. Do you have a sense for why that is? This is more talented 3-6-1, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I but this is what we put out because of the mistakes that we've made. You know, when you look at these games and you look at one or two plays or, you know, a couple other plays, you know, just from people, you know, like just the penalties, and then you get – you know, mistakes on both sides of the ball and special teams. And, you know, it's just those things start to add up on us. And towards the end of the game, we always one play short or it's too late because we didn't handle our business in the first half like we should have. But second half, we came out strong. You know, it's never been four full quarters.
Yeah. And I guess that's something to still work on. Brandon, I want to play something for you that Deion Sanders said yesterday because he is speculating something that you would know the answer to. He said that when an offense is really failing and a defense is playing pretty well, problems crop up. Here's what he said.
What you're going to get if you stay with Wentz, you're going to get a division, pretty much what you already have. You have some guys in the locker room say, hey, man, this ain't working, partner. You can at least get another kid a shot because this ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the guy.
Brandon, is that going on in the locker room?
I don't believe so. I mean, I know everybody, has their opinion. But, I just think that, we got to block out the noise. That's all you really got to do. People going to have their opinions. And I respect, Deion for real. What I'm saying? It's just we don't need that right now. What I'm saying? Because we got to get it done. And we're going to go out there and get it done.
Well, help us with this, because you're so honest that you see things that we couldn't say. Why is Carson struggling so much this year?
Honestly, I really don't have an answer for you on that because, I just feel like, I've known Carson's shown flashes, and it's just all about us being consistent. And, that's me included. That's the whole goal every game is to stay consistent and to stay consistent in practice. And, you just really hold yourself to a high standard. I know Carson does, and we believe in him. And that's the thing, it's just things haven't happened and the pressures is caving in on people. And I just know that, Carson just need to be Carson. Just play because we've seen it. We know what it is. We know he's done it, but, we just got to keep that belief and not buy in all the other stuff.
You said last week after our conversation, you told the media that, there were times during practice when the team was sloppier than it needed to be and they needed to clean that stuff up. Is it happening at all? Since you said that, did you see any change in what was going on in practice to indicate things heading in the right direction?
Oh, yeah. Even how we played on defense, just stopping the run. Just think of, some of the games before, how we was letting certain runs hit us. And, of course, what's his name got the big run, Chubb, on the one play. But, for the most part, we was fitting up and just holding each other accountable. You can start to see the team, just becoming more together and just really just, that's why I said you got to block out the noise. Just because it didn't happen right away don't mean that it's not going to happen. And so I think that we just got to continue to stay focused, stay on our path, and at the end we'll talk about it.
Hey, Brandon, has the coaching staff become more demanding in a losing season?
What'd you say?
Has the coaching staff become more demanding? Are they more vocal to you guys? Are they tougher on you guys because you're losing?
Well, they always, been pretty good with being holding people accountable, already. I feel like, going the extra – sometimes I know Doug, after the game, he was mad and, we talked and all that stuff. But, once you move on, that's what I like about the Eagles. Once it's time to move on, they move on. It's no grudges, nothing like that, but they do know that they just hold you to – yes, you can hear when you make a mistake. We just can't do that. You can hear, people getting more stern on that part. But, they are themselves most of the time in practice and everything. Everything is, just more of a demand on, not making many mistakes that we should know already.
Hey, it is not going to get easy on Monday night because the Seahawks are coming in like they do pretty much every year. Where do you rank Russell Wilson among the quarterbacks you have faced in your 11-year career, Brandon?
Man, he's top five for sure. Know what I'm saying? Top three because, he can beat you with his legs and his arm, and he's diamond people. I will say that, we do have our hands full, but we always up for the talents. And, we're going to make sure we come ready to play on Monday.
Do you ever talk to him during the games? Get inside his head?
Yeah. I have fun with him. What I'm saying? It's cool because, I've met him a couple times as far as outside of here. And, we got to talk. And it's pretty cool just knowing – how they game plan for you and stuff like that. You have little conversations like that because, me, I'm going to talk my stuff and have fun. And, I just make sure I come ready to play because if you got that much respect, I got to make sure I hold up my end, as far as coming ready to play.
But, when you sack him Monday night, and you will, you'll say something to him as you're getting up?
Well, not – Not as much because he don't get back in the back and forth, you know, but like some people. But you know, I am going to, you know, I would say something, you know what I'm saying? just something based off what's going on in the game. That's just what I do to, you know, all the quarterbacks.
Makes sense. Final thing. How does Brandon Graham celebrate Thanksgiving? We know what a great family guy you are. Is it a big event? What's it like?
Well, you know, this year it's not a big event. We're just going to keep it, you know, just wife and kids, and you know, we're gonna enjoy that, you know, enjoy some games and just be thankful just to be here right now, especially during this pandemic, man, because there's a lot of people that's not.
All right, I just need your advice. Should I be rooting for Dallas or Washington when they play tomorrow?
You know what, it's gonna suck because for what, how many hours before we play?
Yeah,
we're gonna be in first, you know. We just gotta make sure we do our part. I think that if I'm going with, I'm going Washington.
Washington, because it's the Cowboys, right? You don't want them to win. I'm going tie, and then I'll go Washington. Brandon, I hope you, the Eagles, and your awesome family have a phenomenal Thanksgiving. And as always, thank you for your honesty. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Brandon Graham, one of the real class acts in sports right there, Alan. He doesn't see a division, but I don't know. The fact that Schwartz went out of his way to tell you how good the defense did.
Well, that's Schwartz.
That's his job.
I don't like Schwartz. Oh, can I get on the record?
That doesn't mean you can.
Oh, hold on. I got to get that in the update.
At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you some information that was presented by Adam Kaplan, because it looks like Doug is really in a hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
He's really in trouble right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me, based on what is being reported, it sounds like the owner is much more worried about the offense than the defense.
Yeah.
Which is fine. The defense is slightly better.
Well,
but don't let them off the hook, please. And we will get to that shortly, but I want to get some calls in right now. Mike in Berwyn is up next. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Edge. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mike, but the things are not great in Philadelphia sports at this moment. I don't know if you noticed.
I have noticed, and I'm a little concerned that the Phillies have not gone with a general manager yet.
Well, right.
I like the way you
Mike,
pose
you're
that.
Making this too easy sometimes. But, yes, other teams have filled that slot. I don't even know where they are with it. You know what I think, Mike? I think they made a decision over the last couple of weeks to not fill the GM job until they replace Andy McPhail as the president of the team, which makes sense because that guy's going to have more authority, and then he would want to pick who he's working with as a GM. It's pretty clear to me now, though, that they are going to fill both slots.
Yeah.
Don't you get that feeling, Al?
Yeah, I don't know when.
But I don't know when, Mike. It's really slow. A lot of other teams have done stuff. They haven't done anything.
When does baseball free agency start?
It has. It's been on for 3 weeks.
The Braves.
Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton signed yesterday with the Braves. The Braves have already signed Drew Smyly and Charlie Morton. Yeah, they got two new pitchers.
The Braves and Mets are already escalating.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so far behind right now.
No. You know, Andy McPhail is overseeing things right now, Mike, so everything's in good shape.
Uh-huh. Who's going to want to uproot in the middle of a pandemic?
See, there's your problem
Charlie
right now.
Charlie Morton.
No one wants to uproot except for, like, most of the people.
Do you think we have a chance with Epstein?
No. Epstein is not going to do anything this year. That's really clear.
Yeah.
And then Epstein can basically go wherever he wants and write his own check.
And get portion of ownership.
And that's the other thing. You got to give him a chunk of your ownership as well. No, that's not going to happen, but that would be the ideal situation, Mike. That's ideal.
I would give them the whole damn team.
All right, Mike, I don't want to be rude. I don't think you have that authority.
Well, you're right, but...
You're a fan. Fans don't give a team to someone. Yeah. But I know what you're saying, Mike. Mike, I'm with you 100%. It's frustrating. The day Andy McPhail leaves is a day of joy for Philadelphia sports fans. Joy. He has been nothing but a drag on our hopes for half of a decade. All right. And
maybe
he
won't leave because he doesn't want to uproot during the pandemic.
It just occurred to me. And you know what, Mike? If he doesn't leave, he doesn't leave. If you don't, you don't.
No, go on the positive side. He's the one American staying home for Thanksgiving.
Yes. That's a good sign. Yes. Mike, give me something you're thankful for in Philadelphia sports.
Honestly, the morning crew. You know WIP. What?
That's a beautiful
that's
one.
That's self-serving, that's but we like
so,
it.
Oh, that's such a beautiful thing. And I'm glad you won a prize for that, too,
Mike. Another great prize. Gift card for a one-hour massage of facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Hand and Stone offers a full complement of specialty massages, facials, and enhancements. For more information, just go to handandstone.com.
Handandstone.com. We rub you the right way.
That's not what it says.
No, I gave them I was giving them a hand there.
Jesus.
Maybe they need a new slogan or something. There you have it. Free. I don't charge for that.
No.
I don't charge.
You know what? You wouldn't get paid for that either.
Scott from Barrington, my brother. How are you, pal?
Brother Angelo, what's going on? Man, I was hoping I would have got on before Brandon Graham again. I hope he's listening. Like I said, I'm real class act taking my mother and my niece. Again, my niece's husband, Julio's godmother's related to him, man.
Oh,
my mother got to meet him, and it's a great, great picture he took with him, man.
It's a good man.
I just want to say thank you to him, and I'm looking forward to meeting him when this pandemic is over and done with. But Angelo, with the Eagles, I'm still just trying to figure out why Doug just won't. Is he trying to tank this year? Why won't he run the ball, Brother Angelo? Can you please answer that?
I have a better read on that now via the information that came out yesterday. Doug Peterson enjoys one thing about the job of head coaching more than any other: calling plays. And calling run plays all day bores him. Do you understand? He was a quarterback. He loves to design intricate plays and then strategize them into a game plan. Do you understand? The one guy that will never relinquish play calling duties in his career will be Doug Peterson. It's what he lives for.
Well, something else could be relieved of him.
Well, I understand it may cost him his job, but the report Adam Kaplan had, you know what he calls it, Scott? He says it's fun.
Not watching it.
Nah, thank you, Rhea. Well, what'd you say again, Rhea? Not watching it. Thank you. Brother Angelo, so if that's the case, why isn't Carson Wentz put it in a better position then?
Because he's lost. Both of them are lost. Carson is afraid to throw the ball. And Doug is not calling the plays that best emphasize Carson's strength. The fact that he rolled out one time last week tells you that the coach is lost in the play calling. And, you know, Carson can audible into one of those plays, but he's lost too. The combination of the two of them has been fatal for this season. That's the biggest thing. Doug and the quarterback, Doug and Carson, are why you're 3-6-1.
Well, maybe they should be sent to that room where Howie Roseman, too, when Chip came to do some thinking, put on their dunce caps or something, Brother Angelo. I'm just tired of it. But
wait a minute. I want to understand what you're saying. Are you sending Doug and Carson to the broom closet where Howie Roseman resided for 10 months?
Yep.
Wow.
Put on their thinking caps and dunce caps at the same time.
All right, you don't sound too pleased today, Scott, but there must be something you're thankful for in Philadelphia sports.
My man just got off the phone, Brandon Graham, man.
Brandon Graham's a great one.
Yeah.
Al, he's a winner at all times. And once again, leading the team. And you got a nice prize.
Another great prize. $50 Acme. What a great time of the year. $50 Acme gift card, fresh foods, local flavors.
That's a question about Brandon Graham, Al. Because he's a hero.
Michigan, yeah.
A. Great player, even in a bad season. Look at his numbers.
It's been a bad start to
his numbers are great.
His
numbers are great. 11 years here, Super Bowl hero. Mm-hmm. He goes into Acme, right? I just want to know that. He goes into Acme, fills up the cart, comes to the checkout line.
Yeah.
The end. Is he paying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. Nobody why are you free giving stuff? Free groceries to Brandon Graham?
Yeah, he can afford it. And he's buying stuff for everybody in the store. That's the great part about Brandon Graham.
Yeah,
I agree with that. He doesn't pay for me.
What do you mean?
If I own a bar, comes
in. Well, that's different. You're buying somebody a drink.
He comes in. He orders a whiskey sour. All right? It's on me.
Brandon Graham orders a whiskey sour. His career's over. Okay.
He's not ordering a whiskey sour. Wow.
I haven't heard of a whiskey sour in 25 years.
My God.
All right, fine. A grasshopper.
Oh, let's play a single wing.
A grasshopper?
What is a grasshopper?
Are you kidding?
Grasshopper.
Angelo, that's like a, it's like a Girl Scout cookie tasting shot. And if you even drank one, it would upset your belly.
Isn't that
over
a
there?
Show about like yoga or something?
All right.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.